We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, shifting gears just a little bit. Staying in the outdoors, though, we're going to bring Todd Levin, park manager at Tuttle Creek State Park, on the line. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on. How are you doing this morning?
Well, we're doing great. Just a good fall morning.
Absolutely. Yeah, the weather's changing, and boy, it feels good out there. Went from summer to fall. Kind of a real fast, it seemed like last week. We went from like 96 to 60s on Sunday and rain. But it's a good time. People have been spending a lot more time outdoors, haven't they?
Yes, they have. That's still a huge focus, and it's a good and about as safe as an opportunity as you can do right now. So really, really heavy traffic and just a lot of different events and opportunities.
All right. Well, if people want to camp out there, let's talk first about that and kind of how camping is going and what people should know about.
Okay. Well, yeah, camping is still going good. It is in kind of that transition period where it starts to back off a little bit, especially during the week. But during weekends, we're still for the most part filling up. We might have a handful of walk-in sites every weekend open or so every now and then now, but still really busy on those, and we still would recommend, you know, making reservations on those campsites, on those utilities, because you will get the better sites that way. The walk-ins are not that appealing at times, so recommend just going to there, and you can do that by going to our website of www.ksoutdoors.com. We also have an app called Camp It KS, Camp It Kansas, and you can do that when you're inside the park and everything too, so you can go from that app and book a site from there. So some good opportunities.
And I know that you got the cabins there, obviously. What about if you want to, like, tent camp? If you just want to pitch a tent, do you have to have a permit to do that, or how's that work?
Yes, you do. We do have a few designated primitive sites in River Pond for primitive. But for the most part, those are just walk-in and open area, non-designated. You do have to have a camping permit as well as a vehicle permit. So, yes, you do have to have that. And another big question we get at this point is, you know, how long are you going to keep the water on? Well, that's answered by Mother Nature, and that's really as long as she'll let us do so. typically, we try to make it through Thanksgiving weekend right now without too many interruptions. Obviously, that can be weather-dependent, but that's what our goal is usually.
We had a caller earlier asking when the entrance to the parks by the tubes would be open up again. Do you have an answer to that by chance?
The last I spoke to the Corps of Engineers on that, which that's their project, is that was probably not going to happen in 2020 yet. It could be early 2021 here, but that was the discussion at that point.
Okay. And just because of construction and stuff like that, I imagine?
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's it. And I did hear on your previous about the water being down. Actually, today that the release is going to open back up here for a few days. River Pond will be kind of a normal level here for the next 10 days or so, starting later today.
Okay. Good to know. I have another caller here who's waiting online. He's called in the previous segment, but he's back again. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Three quick questions. You used to put some trout in that little overflow stream from below Tuttle Creek to the River Pond area. Are you still doing that? And if so, when will it be the next time?
We do. We still stock trout, not in the stream there, since that dam safety project here of a number of years ago, that cut down the water flow in that stream, and it wouldn't support that. But we do put them in an area of River Pond we call Willow Lake, and that program starts in Stockton in November here. So not too long, but here pretty shortly here. Not too long.
All right. Appreciate the call, Paul. You know, let's talk a little bit about some fall events that you've had already. I know there was a few events there a couple weeks ago.
Yes, and that's part of that transition. We really get out of really so heavily focused on camping. Like I said, this year is a little bit maybe of an anomaly, but we'll see how that goes. But always traditionally, we really get in the fall very event focused. A lot of programs and things, and just as an idea of some of the things that happened in the last maybe 3 weeks or so, is we've had a couple of fossil hikes by the Discovery Center. We've had numerous scout campouts. A lot of those campouts, even this summer, that kids would have went to camp, they didn't go as far. They stayed at home. So we've had a lot more uptick in those type of things. One of the things that we were very happy about was this last weekend we had a Kansas Horse Council trail ride up at our Randolph area on those trails. We haven't had an organized trail ride for a few years now, so we were happy to host one of those again. That attracted 30 riders really from across the state. Really enjoyed that trail, so that was a good time. We've had numerous weddings this year, you know, outdoor. Maybe that's part of the reason, too. That's been an uptick. Had a nice, successful catfish tournament. Had a car show. This last weekend, we had a local business do a drive-in movie at the old Stampede area in there. We were just the host site, but that was something else kind of cool. As Ben mentioned in the last segment, we're really into that Hunter Ed time period, so we're doing a number of those, and we're involved with those as well. And then maybe one of the coolest things we did was a little dinosaur hunt. Since the river pond levels were low, we went out and bought a bunch of little plastic dinosaurs and hid them in all these little cracks and crevices of all that rocky stuff, and had people just go out and find and explore and use their adventure side. And so that was a lot of fun. So that's kind of just some of the things. That's about as diverse group as you can get at a state park, I think, from all those activities.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That I'm looking at the pictures on your Facebook page from that horse ride, and that just looks like that was a magnificent event, because you really get to see through those trails some of just the natural beauty of our state.
Really, that is true, and this is, of all the horse trails around and everything, this is probably one of the more unique ones and just different than a lot of them. A lot of them are more across the state parks are more, prairie-oriented, and this one's a lot more timber-oriented where you're riding through timber. So that's kind of a treasure in itself for Kansas.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, what about some upcoming events? I see something here about fall foliage wilderness walks.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little hike on October 10th. I'm calling it the Fall Foliage Wilderness Walk. This is going to be a little bit different than normal. I'll be guiding that, and there really isn't a trail that we're following. Folks will meet me at the state park office on the 10th there, and it'll by 1 p.m., and we'll take a little small drive to where I'm going to do this, but there'll be some great vistas of the surrounding area. Should see some good foliage, some fall foliage changing. And then we're just going to hike through some stuff that's some native prairie, some hilly, some steep, some rocky stuff. We're going to blaze our own trail, brush beat a little bit at times. So it's not really for the faint of heart and faint of weak of knees, although I can handle it, so most people could probably still handle it. but it'll be a fun time. There's no cost to this other than a state park vehicle permit. I am limiting it to 30, just for some social distancing aspects again. And you do need to sign up, and you can do that by emailing me at todd.lovin@ks.gov. And that's how you register, and I will return an email, and you'll be registered that way.
All right. That sounds like a great opportunity, and probably the great opportunity for educators, if they wanted to get a hold of you, to maybe find ways to tie into school curriculum. Let's say there's a science teacher in the elementary school. If they have an idea, you could probably assist them with some stuff like that.
That is true, and we do have a number of folks that do stuff like that, and over the years, even in the past, we've had that, and we've went on-site, and we've had some schools that come out to us, actually, during nice weather and do a field day hike of some sort, and we're always open to those opportunities and ideas.
All right, sounds good. Let me take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about some other things here with Todd Lovin from Tuttle Creek State Park. Stay tuned. More in focus after this.